Hello, my name is Jason Hubbard. I am the director of the West Virginia University Institute of Water Security and Science and a professor of physical hydrology and water quality in the Davis College of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Design. At an event in Washington, D.C. on September 12, 2019, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Department of the Army Assistant Secretary for Civil Works R.D. James announced that the agencies are repealing the 2015 rule that impermissibly expanded the definition of Waters of the United States, or WOTUS, under the Clean Water Act. The current repeal returns the country to standards put in place in 1986. The greatest natural resource implications are to headwater systems and wetlands, which provide critical habitat for wildlife and support the nation's drinking water supply. In other words, the repeal lightens regulations for mandatory practices in those headwater streams, systems, and wetlands that are connected directly to streams by overland flow and supply fresh water for many ecosystem services, including human drinking water. The repeal also means that farmers, landowners, and businesses will spend less time and money determining whether they need a federal permit, and more time upgrading aging infrastructure, building homes, creating jobs, and growing crops to feed American families. This point is crucial for states like West Virginia and regions like Appalachia that face increasing demand for food and must tackle problems with food, water, and energy security. Research at West Virginia University indicates that rainfall is increasing in the state and streams are increasing in terms of the amount of flow due to that increased rainfall and, of course, human development. Other research outcomes indicate the high connectivity below ground between wetlands and neighboring stream systems and the critical bioremediative importance of those connections to protect our water quality and security. We must therefore remain diligent in terms of managing those critical water quality improving systems. On one hand, it may seem like we're stepping back in time and ask ourselves if we're being diligent stewards given all the population growth and development that has occurred in the past 30 more years. However, it's good to put these rulings back in the hands of the states that better understand their lands, the complexity of their lands, their state needs, and how best to manage those needs for its people. States must thoughtfully manage upland waters and wetlands. However, repeal of WOTUS is good news for agriculture and other industries in West Virginia, as regulations in some locations will be relaxed that may currently limit access to some fields and also sometimes reduce farmable area. This is important at a time when our great state has an opportunity to reimagine agriculture for a changing climatic future with evolving regulations.